Kenneth, yes, from Marginal Philly. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 18th of June, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kicking off this week on Monday the 15th, the Migration Ministry reported that the government's migrant regularization program attracted far more applicants than expected, receiving around 900,000 requests from undocumented migrants since April, almost double the 500,000 originally forecast. Officials say the number could surpass 1 million before the scheme closes later this month. The initiative is designed to bring undocumented workers into the formal economy, helping address labor shortages in sectors such as hospitality and elderly care. Spain's relatively open approach to migration stands in contrast to tougher policies adopted elsewhere in Europe. However, longstanding delays in the asylum and residency systems have left hundreds of thousands living and working without legal status for years. Refugee organizations welcome the program, but argue that broader reforms are needed to prevent migrants from slipping further away from integration. Meanwhile, on Wednesday the 17th, Sur in English reported that the country has recorded over 560 assisted dying cases in 2025 so far, according to new figures from the Ministry of Health, marking a continued increase since it was legalized 5 years ago, though still considerably fewer than other legalized countries like Belgium, Canada, and the Netherlands. Monica Garcia, health minister, said the government is studying ways to prevent court challenges from delaying approved cases, arguing that unnecessary legal obstacles can prolong suffering. She also pledged to address regional disparities, improve professional training, and ensure equal access across the country. Catalonia registered the highest rate of applicants, followed by Navarra and the Basque Country. Next, news outlet The Guardian reported on Wednesday the 17th that according to a new report by climate think tank Ember, households across the country are saving an average of 10 euros a month on their electricity bill thanks to the rapid expansion of wind and solar power. Study found that electricity costs would be around 19% higher if its energy system remained as dependent on gas prices as it was in 2021. Researchers also say the country's investment in renewables since the 2022 energy crisis has helped shield consumers from recent spikes in fossil fuel prices linked to the conflict involving Iran. Wind and solar energy accounted for 42% of electricity generation in 2025, up from 33% 4 years earlier. Experts say the abundant sunshine, strong wind resources, and existing hydropower infrastructure have given it an advantage over much of Europe. Now, you may have heard us mention this new story before, but here is an update on proposed taxes for foreign property buyers. The central government's proposed 100% tax on property purchases by non-EU, non-resident buyers appears to have stalled as the measures were omitted from the government's latest housing reform package, and it faced little prospect of parliamentary approval. In short, the plan would have significantly affected British and American buyers, among others, but effectively doubling the cost of purchasing a home here. Some left-wing parties have argued the proposal does not go far enough, while regional parties say it would do little to address the country's housing shortage. Although the tax proposal has faded from the political agenda, the country has already ended its golden visa scheme, which previously allowed non-EU nationals to obtain residency through property investment. Foreign ownership remained a contentious issue nationally, as the government argues that overseas demand has contributed to rising prices. On to weather, the country is about to experience its first heat wave of the summer, with state meteorological agency IMET warning of extraordinarily high temperatures from June 20th until the 25th. According to agency spokesperson Ruben Del Campo, the heat is expected to be unusually intense for this time of year and could become the hottest late June period recorded since 1950. IMET says the trend reflects the growing impact of fossil fuel-induced climate change, noting that the country hasn't experienced a colder-than-average season since around 2018. Speaking of heating up, Jaume Collboni, Barcelona mayor, announced this week that the city will install 75 new shaded areas this summer as part of its effort to adapt the city to rising temperatures and make public spaces more comfortable during periods of extreme heat by 2027. The new canopies will be spread across children's playgrounds, urban spaces, and school playgrounds. Program is costing around 11 million euros and is expected to provide more than 40,000 square meters of shade, while the priority remains planting trees. Temporary structures are being used where vegetation is not feasible. City also unveiled plans for three larger architecturally distinctive shade projects along the seafront near El Born on Puerta del Ángel, although these will not be completed before 2027. In sports, something that's on a lot of people's minds, the World Cup. So here is an update. On Monday the 15th, country began its 2026 campaign with a frustrating 0-0 draw against tournament newcomers Cabo Verde. Despite dominating possession, creating numerous chances, and outshooting their opponents throughout the match, La Rioja were unable to find a breakthrough. Star footballer Lamine Yamal was brought on to play after 70 minutes and injected urgency into the country's attack. Even the young star couldn't break down the stubborn defense. Although the result represents an early setback for one of the tournament favorites, Spain remains well-placed to qualify. It will all come down to the match against Saudi Arabia coming up this Sunday. While the national team may have struggled, the national police have not. On Wednesday the 17th, the Spanish police seized over 16 tons of counterfeit World Cup football shirts in an operation carried out with the support of Interpol, Europol, and the European Anti-Fraud Office. Authorities confiscated more than 66,000 fake jerseys with an estimated market value of around 2 million euros. Investigators say the t-shirts were intended for sale in major tourist destinations, including Madrid, Barcelona, and Malaga. The operation is part of a wider effort to combat intellectual property crime and the distribution of counterfeit goods. Authorities warn fans to be careful and only purchase merchandise from authorized outlets or risk getting on-the-spot fines. On to conservation. On Wednesday the 17th, experts successfully released an imperial eagle back into the wild after 6 months of treatment and rehabilitation. The bird, one of the country's most endangered and emblematic species, had been receiving specialized care following injuries that threatened its survival. After months of recovery, wildlife experts determined that the eagle was strong enough to return to its natural habitat. The release is another huge success for the national effort, which has helped the population of the Spanish imperial eagle recover significantly over recent decades. The species, once on the brink of extinction, remains protected and closely monitored by environmental authorities. Conservationists say rehabilitation programs and habitat protection are vital to ensuring the long-term survival of the bird, which is found almost exclusively on the Iberian Peninsula. According to music company IQ, Puerto Rico's shining jewel Bad Bunny has sold out 10 shows in Madrid, selling over 800,000 tickets at the Metropolitano Stadium in the country's capital, with experts estimating roughly 150 million euros in earnings for the city through spending on hotels, restaurants, transport, and shopping. Industry figures say staging multiple shows in one city reduces logistics costs and allows artists to deliver more polished performances than on traditional tours. The format, popularized in Las Vegas and embraced by stars including Adele, U2, and Harry Styles, is also gaining momentum in the country, with Shakira set to hold a 12-show residency in the capital later this year. Finally, for this week's commentary, we're looking at supermarket restaurants. According to El Mundo, Gerard Melgar, a growing dispute has emerged between Spain's hospitality industry and major supermarket chains over the rise of so-called mercarons, supermarket dining areas where customers can eat ready-made meals purchased in-store. Controversy intensified after Barcelona's Restaurant Guild filed complaints against 30 Mercadona stores, arguing that these spaces effectively operate as restaurants, cutlery, chairs, tables, and heating facilities without complying with the same regulations. Spain's Hospitality Association says it supports free competition, but only if all businesses operate under equal conditions. Mercadona rejects the criticism, insisting that its spaces are merely rest areas created in response to customer demand and not restaurant facilities. To hear more about this ongoing debate, check out the full article in the show notes. And what do you think? Is this unfair competition? Read the full article and let us know. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Anything to ask or tell us? info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.